In this respect, we should add that although Luzzatto is a product of that Italian ghetto culture that we described earlier on, in this respect, he is quite different. In other words, rather than feeling almost instinctively the integration of these two cultures, that what might have characterized Italian Jewry in the 16th or 17th century. They were comfortable in Latin and they were comfortable in Hebrew, as we saw. They were comfortable in this wider space of mixing Italian and Jewish culture. Here already, for this Italian Jew, whatever his upbringing and background, the opposition is what is critical. What is Judaism for Luzzatto? Judaism is a system of imparting morality and morality alone. The purpose of the Torah, and here, again, this is an opposition not only to Western culture, it's an opposition to all the Jewish thinkers we've talked about up to now. The purpose of the Torah is not to impart wisdom and knowledge, but to lead human beings to the paths of righteousness. A Jew is not judged on what dogmas he accepts or rejects, but how he acts morally. Now, on the one hand, this is very, very different. If you want to know something, if you want to have understanding of the world, don't read the Torah for that purpose. If you want to know about history, if you want to know about philosophy, if you want to know about theology, you're not going to get it clearly in the Bible. The Bible has one function and one role. It is to impart morality. In this sense, also, the Bible has no dogmas in it. Now, that sounds, of course, like Mendelssohn. Remember that Mendelssohn also argued that unlike Christianity, which has dogmas, the uniqueness of Judaism is that it is not based on dogma at all. It is based upon eternal truths which come from reason. In that sense, he is akin to Mendelssohn. But as you will see, he immediately departs from Mendelssohn as well. Because religion is supernatural in character and is fundamentally irrational. That is not Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn's whole notion of Judaism was to show how rational it really was, how it was even more rational in Christianity. In this case, to acknowledge the supernatural character of Judaism and to acknowledge its irrationality as something which defines its uniqueness is really quite different from any other thinker that we have come across up to now. Belief in God and belief in religion cannot be commanded, since metaphysics is beyond human comprehension. In other words, notions of God, of divine providence, of creation, all of these fundamental cardinal principles of religion are not comprehended through the intellect in the first place. Now, those of you who know, of course, Kant and the critique of pure reason and so on, perhaps note a kind of Kantian influence here. But as you will see, he will also end up criticizing Kant as an embodiment of Western philosophy as well. Mendelssohn, too, had emphasized the pragmatic ethical purpose of the commandments. But Luzzatto was going farther than Mendelssohn in eliminating entirely the speculative part. You want to think, you want to cogitate, you're not going to find it in Judaism. Or to put it another way, the Judaism's strength and vitality has nothing to do with knowledge. You want knowledge, go to the Greeks. That's Atticism. You want morality and ethics. You want to be a good person who is grounded in his faith, then find it in Judaism. The essence of Judaism for this unique Italian Jewish philosopher is ethical enthusiasm that springs from the heart, free of cognitive elements and requiring no methodological justification. Morality to be true morality cannot be based on, and you will understand the context of this line, cannot be based on any utilitarian abstract intellectualism or impersonal sense of duty. The first part of that phrase, utilitarian abstract intellectualism, refers to the ethics of John Stuart Mill, utilitarianism, and the second, impersonal sense of duty, refers to Immanuel Kant. In other words, calculated or studied morality, a morality based upon rational thinking, rational cogitation, rational calculation. You want to be moral? That's not the way to go about it. Don't go turn to the philosophers to learn about morality. And here is something that suggests, in this next point, something not so much about Italy or about Luzzatto in particular, but about the world that he sees already in the first half of the 19th century.